When people come back from one of these trips, it's rare that somebody, it's rare that, people do not say that this was the peak experience of their life, because what they have done is they have experienced a real civilization. What we call progress is almost the antithesis of civilization.
It's got to send chills up your spine when you first saw the Sphinx, John, and the pyramids. It must have been just an unbelievable feeling.
Yeah, it really was, particularly since I had written the whole of The Serpent in the Sky in the library. This was about Schwaller de Lubitsch's work, so I didn't really have to be there. I just had to understand Schwaller in order to write the book. I had to go there in order to develop the Sphinx theory, which is based upon an observation of Schwaller's. But yes, when I finally scraped together the money to get there, when was that, 77 or 78, and stood in front of the Sphinx at dawn, it was an epiphany. I had done all of this work, 6 or 7 years of work writing the book, and then just standing there, and I had this sense of a just an unspeakable antiquity to the whole thing, and a sense of, I rarely get it, a sense of pride in being a human being, that people ostensibly like me built this unbelievable thing or carved it. And yes, it was a tremendous experience. Same with the pyramids. And something of that, I still get that when I go to Egypt. Everybody gets it.
Oh, sure.
And then when it's explained via the symbolist point of view that Schwaller developed, I have a line that if you don't see Egypt through symbolist eyes, you don't see Egypt at all. And when you have the experience, and the trip is orchestrated in such a way that the experience comes first, and then afterward comes the talk, and so that you're able to understand the experience, it is literally life-changing, and people come back, in one sense, they come back dissatisfied. They say, what the hell have I been doing with my life all along?
I bet it gets to be emotional. I bet some have broken down when they... Can you touch the Sphinx? Can you get that close to it now?
Actually, we do, now that I have this... détente with Zahi. We usually are able to get a private session very early in the morning in around the Sphinx. Normally it's off limits, but we usually are able to get in there. I can never guarantee that, but we generally do, yes.
Oh, man.
It's not a question so much of touching it, but of it's different to be in the enclosure and when nobody's there and early in the morning, and yes, you get this hit off it. Well, this is what great art is for. Art is move you emotionally. It's not an intellectual. You can understand once you've had the experience, you can then think about it and come to understand the experience. But the experience is emotional, and until you've had the experience, I sometimes say going to Egypt is like sex, because until you've experienced it, you don't know anything about it. So you can talk about it, and you can read about it, and you can look at pictures, but it isn't the same as actually doing it. And that's what happens when people go there and come back. They suddenly look at your individual lives, and then they look at the whole timeline and the rubbish that we're fed about us being these advanced beings with our bobblehead dolls and our Disneylands and our weapons of mass destruction, and you start seeing it in a totally different way. And this makes a difference in people's lives individually and collectively, and that's why it's important. The actual dating of the Sphinx is a nice intellectual question, but it doesn't actually make anything change.
No, is it older, in your opinion, than the pyramids of Giza? I believe you think it is.
Well, actually, I think that the present pyramids may be built when they're supposed to have been built, but they demonstrably, in the case of the second pyramid and the Menkaure pyramid and the Red Pyramid in Dahshur, they're demonstrably built in several stages. So I think that when the Sphinx was built, and even the quackademics, as I like to call them, agree that the Sphinx, the whole Giza plateau, is a single plan from the get-go. So I think that whenever the Sphinx is built, there is something, whether or not they were pyramids or not, but there was something where the pyramids now are. And in the case of the Khafra, the second pyramid, and the Menkaure, the third pyramid, you can actually see, because of the difference of architectural styles that are employed, that it is built in stages. Whenever you see two different, radically different styles in the same building, you know that it's built in two separate stages at two different times. This is part of architectural history. Nobody would disagree with that until you get to Egypt, and then suddenly they disagree with it because it doesn't fit into their paradigm.
Well, John, when we want to remodel a house, sometimes we'll take an old house. We won't knock it down, but we'll take a lot of the structure apart, and then we'll start to build a new one on the foundation of the old one.
Exactly. Or you leave part of it, and I mean, if you see a medieval tower in the middle of a 18th century manor house in England, you don't think that whoever had the manor house built was an antiquarian who said to his architect, look, I really do like medieval towers. Can you put one into my new Georgian mansion here? No, it's that he is an antiquarian. The tower is there first, and he says, let's keep the tower and build a mansion around it. So this is what we have in Egypt in a few places, actually, and it's one of the key pieces of evidence that we use, and in fact we did use, when we had our second presentation at the Geological Society of America's annual meeting back in 2000. Unfortunately, that one was equally successful. The geologists are really almost 100% on our side. There are a few who have a stake in Egyptology who are against us, and this is what we hope to resolve with our geology panel of geologists going over there and duking it out mano a mano on site. This is what I'm trying to have I have a non-profit foundation. I'm trying to get the funding together to get that going. And I have Zahi's in favor. I mean, he says if I get the panel together and they're reputable geologists, and there will be three from our side and three from his side, and everybody writes papers, and we see if we can resolve this water weathering thing.